It's Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021, first day of fall. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. A new report shows which counties in the West are most likely to see disproportionate impacts of wildfires. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
Nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics found that more than half the residents living in fire-prone areas are Black, Indigenous, or people of color. Headwaters analyzed the risks of fire and smoke for each county, but also information about residents, including age, race, income level, and English proficiency. Associate Director Kelly Pale says those factors can add to the impact of fires, which are growing larger and more frequent due to climate change.
Wildfire smoke and environmental stress can exacerbate existing medical conditions, which are more common among the elderly, the disabled, and people living in poverty.
For example, Owyhee County, Idaho, has a disproportionately high share of residents with disabilities. And in Park County, Colorado, a fifth of the population is older than 65. Pale hopes the report will guide policymakers as they decide where to invest in wildfire resilience. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
Homeowners and renters in 22 Northern California counties impacted by wildfires are guaranteed not to lose property insurance policies for the next year. State law temporarily bans insurance companies from dropping customers who live in zip codes that are either next to, within, or near the perimeter of a declared wildfire disaster. Governor Gavin Newsom issued 6 state of emergency declarations for wildfires since July 23rd. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara issued a temporary moratorium on Monday for about 325,000 policyholders who live near those wildfires. The Caldor fire has damaged popular recreation trails in the Lake Tahoe area. Parts of the Tahoe Rim Trail, which goes around the lake, are closed until late October. The association's outdoor programs manager, Lindsay Schultz, explains what some of that damage looks like.
A lot of that's going to be burned trees. So a burnt tree is now going to be compromised and may fall without warning.
Other concerns include erosion due to the absence of vegetation and the possibility of fire flare-ups. Schultz says forest and firefighting officials are still assessing the full damage, but the Caldor fire has already created immediate effects on outdoor recreation.
You know, a lot of people canceling their plans to come up and hike on the Rim Trail. A ton of volunteer opportunities, important trail building work days have been canceled.
Recreationists are urged to avoid closed areas. Information on trail conditions can be found at TahoeRimTrail.org. The city of Reno dropped charges against homeless advocates who were cited for being in a park after hours. They were cited during a 24/7 week-long protest over the summer, calling for an end to the city's clearing of homeless camps. This is Reno, is reporting the 5 advocates pleaded not guilty previously. They were expecting to present their defense yesterday against the city and the Reno Police Department. The ACLU of Nevada backed the advocates, saying the RPD failed to cite everyone sleeping at Reno City Plaza. Advocates say they won't pursue further litigation and they'll continue supporting the unhoused community. The Nevada Housing Coalition is asking the state to invest $500 million from the American Rescue Plan Act to address affordable housing needs. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Some of the recommendations include providing deeply subsidized affordable homes with access to services and expanding down payment assistance programs for first-generation home buyers. The coalition says the funding should focus on housing needs for Indigenous communities, people of color, seniors, and workers in industries impacted by the pandemic. Nevada received a total of $6.7 billion from the federal relief package. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
And of the 150 people from Afghanistan coming to Nevada, about 100 will go to the Reno-Sparks area and about 50 to the Las Vegas area. Governor Steve Sisolak's office said Tuesday the first people to arrive under the federal Afghan Placement and Assistance Program aren't available for immediate interviews due to safety concerns. The state awaits word from the U.S. State Department about how many Afghan refugees and special immigrant visa holders will eventually be sent to Nevada. The Democratic governor says the state is and will continue to be welcoming for all. Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada Deacon Thomas Roberts says a lack of affordable housing is a key factor in the resettlement plan. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.